From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama is in Laos, the first American president to visit that landlocked Southeast Asian nation for summits of Southeast Asian and East Asian countries. Mr. Obama arrived from the G20 summit in China, where he said he hoped his visit to Laos would be similar to the rapprochement with Vietnam.
A lot of work can be done around war legacy issues. For the Lao, that involves dealing with unexploded ordnance, which is still plaguing big chunks of the countryside, and since Laos is still a relatively poor country that is developing, their capacity alone to clean that up is hampered by a lack of resources.
In a speech on Asia policy, the U.S. leader is expected to urge congressional ratification of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, a massive free trade deal facing intense criticism in the U.S. Mr. Obama addressed that during his China News conference.
What I'll be telling them is that the United States has never had a smooth, uncontroversial path to ratifying trade deals, but they eventually get done. And it's my intention to get this one done because, on the merits, it is smart for America to do it.
The president said he hopes TPP will be approved before he leaves office in January, but both major party presidential candidates are opposed to it. The Justice Minister of Gabon has resigned following the controversial re-election of President Ali Bongo last week by a razor-thin 5,000-vote victory over opposition candidate Jean Ping. Last week's announcement sparked post-election violence, leaving at least six dead. The former justice minister called for a recount. Ping has called for a general strike. This is VOA News. A car bomb blast struck central Kabul late Monday, just hours after two other explosions near the defense ministry killed at least 24 and wounded more than 90. Gunfire could be heard overnight after the third blast, with an interior ministry official saying a guest house could have been the target. The first two explosions were claimed by the Taliban, and RAND Corporation analyst Jonah Blank said it underscores a shift away from attacks on security forces.
The Taliban is launching a major offensive and is taking very seriously its goal of inflicting maximal casualties.
An army general and two police commanders were among those killed. The bombings come less than 2 weeks after gunmen attacked the American University in Kabul, killing at least 13. The UN Security Council will take up the latest North Korean missile launches Tuesday. The North fired three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday from a site along its east coast. Leader Kim Jong-un Tuesday called for continued missile and nuclear development. RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said this has been the year of North Korean missile advances.
If you look at the number of ballistic missile launches this year, it's more than in all previous years by North Korea. He is clearly trying to move out and develop a really serious threat.
Japan's defense ministry said the missiles fell into its exclusive economic zone, calling it a grave national threat. The U.S. denounced the latest firings as reckless. The group of 20 major economies meeting in China Sunday and Monday agreed to closer coordination of their policies and pledged to resist trade protectionism. Host President Xi Jinping urged his counterparts to drive global growth through innovation, as well as fiscal and monetary policy. But the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, called for growth that benefits more people.
And there was clearly a consensus in the room around two facts. There must be more growth, and growth must be more inclusive.
Meanwhile, China agreed to cooperate more closely with its trading partners on its steel exports. German Chancellor Angela Merkel at the G20 summit took responsibility for her party's crushing defeat Sunday in a state election. Just a year before national elections, her Christian Democrats finished third behind the Social Democrats and Alternative for Germany in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania. She acknowledged her controversial migrant policy was a major campaign issue. A car bomb exploded Monday in central Baghdad, killing at least seven, wounding 15, the attack claimed by Islamic State. A South Sudanese spokesman Monday said his government must still agree to the makeup of a new 4,000-strong regional peacekeeping force that President Salva Kiir agreed to Sunday following a meeting with members of the UN Security Council. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.